Good morning, Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis, and welcome to Noongar Radio.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be on Noongar Radio, and it was a very special day for the City of Perth, and I know from our Aboriginal Elders Advisory Group on Tuesday, a special and significant day, and something that is very important to all of us. So I'm delighted that Yagadandju has been signed, and we move forward in that meaningful way on our journey.
Well, that's excellent. So can you talk us through what this agreement actually means for the City of Perth?
Well, it fundamentally, it talks of respect, and it talks of respect and mutual understanding. It speaks of a commitment from the City of Perth to listen and to learn and to work together and to be guided by our Aboriginal Elders, a process which began back in 2018, but now is, if you like, enshrined in the philosophy of the City of Perth. So I think that's significant. My personal view is that all of these things have to have true meaning behind them and can't just be tokenistic, because if they are just tokenistic, then in actual fact they can do more harm than the good that is perhaps intended. But I know that I can speak on behalf of my fellow councillors and the administration of the City of Perth to say that the intent here is genuine. The intent is to work together to provide a meaningful path forward towards genuine reconciliation.
That's awesome. Okay, so is this the first formal acknowledgement that the city's made towards recognising their traditional owners of the lands and waters around Perth?
That's right. I just struggle to hear a little bit of that, but that is absolutely right. And one of the things as we work through our Reconciliation Action Plan is what things can we be doing over the next 12 months and then the following 12 months and the 12 months after that? What initiatives can we put in place that make that Reconciliation Action Plan a genuine, living, breathing commitment of the virtues that they suggest will be followed? So that's part of the path that we're on now. But what other things can we do to really signify to the community and be leaders in the community that this pathway is real and it's genuine and it's sincere?
Wait, I'm starting to lose you on the line there. What was the last part of what you said then?
We've got a bit of a bad line by the sounds of things, but I guess just to paraphrase what I said just then, we have to find ways now through our Reconciliation Action Plan to show that it's not just talk, it is action, and that is what's most important.
That's great. Okay, so does this agreement actually make any changes to how the City of Perth interacts with Aboriginal people? Like, there's a lot of people out there around the city that are living rough for a start. Are you going to attempt to address that? Like, they're still living rough, and we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, that is absolutely right. We're in the middle of a housing crisis in Western Australia, and it is incumbent on everybody in the community to do what they can to help alleviate that housing crisis. Principally, that is the responsibility that falls to the state government. But the City of Perth has done what it can do with our limited powers, and certainly a much more limited budget. Now, one of the initiatives that I'm very proud that this City of Perth Council, in the 12 months that we've been in place, has been to open the Safe Night Space in East Perth for women, a place where women who are sleeping rough can go at night to shelter, to come inside from the cold, out of danger, the most vulnerable in our community, and have somewhere where they can rest at night. So I'm very proud of that initiative. There is more work to be done. I'm also particularly proud of our assertive outreach programs that we have been running and continue to fund, because we know that a lot of the work needs to be done out on the streets and in our community, and that is a commitment that the City of Perth has made.
That's awesome. So you're going to be trying to get more, cooperation and funding from the state government in order to make some of those programs real on the ground?
Yeah, and that is a commitment that goes on from the City of Perth and in consultation with the state government, and it's dialogue that continues to happen all of the time. I note, though, that off the back of our safe night shelter for men opening near the city of Perth, near the city train station or central railway station. That was a 2-month interim program, and that was there until the state government's facility opened on Wellington Street. That has now opened. So the state government are making steps in the right direction also. They are, it is absolutely fair to say, have committed a lot of money to homelessness and to trying to provide meaningful solutions to those who are unable to afford housing. But it is a big battle.
There are a lot of people
that need help.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of homes that need to be found for a significant portion of our community. So the work goes on. And you only need to look on the streets around the city of Perth and indeed other areas to know that this is a battle that has not been won yet.
No.
And we need to do more all the time.
Well, it's a battle that's been lost over the last 40 to 50 years when social housing was pretty much cut off by federal and state governments. Like most states around Australia are experiencing what Perth is experiencing. There's a lot of homelessness around, and the reason for that is there are not a lot of homes to go around, Basil.
No, that is right. It's one of the reasons why, for example, I've spoken about a Commonwealth Games for Perth in 2026 being a great idea. One of the reasons that I think that is such a good idea, having seen it on the Gold Coast most recently in 2018 with my own eyes, part of a Commonwealth Games coming to a city is the construction of an athlete's village. Now, on the Gold Coast, that athlete's village represented 1,200 affordable apartments. It was the athlete's village, pardon me, during the Games, and then it transitioned into affordable housing or social housing.
That's awesome.
And it's one of the reasons why I'm such a strong advocate for an event like the Commonwealth Games coming to Perth, because we know if that happened, an athlete's village would need to be constructed. That athlete's village would be around about 1,000 to 1,200 dwellings or apartments. And those dwellings and apartments, the day after the Commonwealth Games finished, would be affordable or social housing that could be provided to our community. And that's why I'm such a strong advocate for events like the Commonwealth Games coming to Perth, because of the social benefits our entire community can reap from them coming.
Well, that's, what's 2026, isn't it?
That's 2026, that's right, 5 years away.
Right.
And I appreciate that, you know, our hospitals and other issues in our community are priorities at the moment, and they are priorities out of necessity. I absolutely get that. But I also think you can have more aspirational priorities at the same time. They can run side by side. And particularly when you know the social benefits that can be delivered from an event like these. And sometimes you have to spend money to make money.
Well, definitely.
And to really have a significant impact.
Well, housing's probably the biggest thing. It'll help with people's mental health. It'll help with people's physical health. And all of those other things that are involved, like being able to have your kids under a safe space, is automatically going to help the interactions within all those families. So what are the next steps that the city will be taking following this agreement that you guys have just signed? What are the immediate things that you're going to be doing?
Yeah, well, the conversation continues. I spoke with Danny Ford only 2 days ago, and part of this commitment is to continue the dialogue frequently. And Danny challenged me the other day to say, okay, what might be one of the big things that you can go after in the next 12 months to really make a significant contribution or to make a significant statement of intent that things are going to change? And so I won't go through Danny's list, but Danny gave me a list of things that we could consider that would be particularly meaningful and that we might like to tackle to show to the community, as I said at the very start, that this is not just about words, but this is about action. So could a significant landmark in Perth be renamed to the traditional name? Is that something we could do? Could it be that we fast-track a commitment to an Aboriginal museum and cultural centre? And if while we're waiting for the really significant body of work in that space that everybody is excited about, but is probably a 10 or 15-year project, could we perhaps convert the foyer of Council House into a living and breathing Aboriginal museum with artefacts and tell the stories and invite our elders in or one day a week to come and speak to people and tell them about their journey and their struggles and now their triumphs. Is that something we could do? So these are the sorts of things we're considering, and these are the sorts of things that we plan to deliver. Meaningful contributions in this space.
Well, it's really nice to hear that you guys are not going to be all talk like what I've been hearing from federal and state governments over the last 40 years. I really appreciate you being on here this morning, Basil.
My great pleasure. And look, it's a journey. I've been lucky enough to speak at the opening of NAIDOC Week. I've been very fortunate to be taken into close confidence by our Aboriginal elders, and I say all the time, it's a journey, we're on it, it's not how it starts, it's how we work through it, and our intent is genuine in this space to make meaningful contribution and a genuine path to our reconciliation action plan that makes a difference to our community.
Well, thanks for being on Noongar Radio this morning. I hope to have you on here again.
I'd love to be any time. You only need to ring. Have a great day, everybody, and have a wonderful weekend ahead over the next couple of days.
Thank you very much, Basil.